This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday ended his faltering re-election bid and endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
The 81-year-old said he would stay in his role as president and commander-in-chief until his term ends in January. It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president, he said, while adding, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down. There's been a wave of public and private pressure from Democratic lawmakers and party officials for him to quit after his shockingly poor performance in a televised debate last month against Donald Trump. It took the spotlight away from Trump's false statements and put it squarely on Biden's fitness for another four-year term. All his donors began to revolt.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. More now from VOA's Steve Miller.
The announcement is the latest jolt to a campaign for the White House that both political parties see as the most consequential election in generations. A party's presumptive presidential nominee has never stepped out of the race so close to the election. The closest parallel would be President Lyndon Johnson, who, besieged by the Vietnam War, announced in March 1968 he would not seek another term. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump posted on his social network Truth Social, quote, crooked Joe Biden was not fit to run for president and is not fit to serve. Trump and members of the Republican Party spent much of last week at the Republican National Convention calling for a ratcheting down of the political temperature and touting the importance of American unity in light of last week's assassination attempt. The former president also wants the next debate to be switched from ABC to the more